T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is 108. It's Shaletta time. Shaletta, how's it going?
You know, I always have a good time with you, JD. I was just telling everybody on Twitter and Facebook to tune in because we always laugh and we always have a great time whenever you're filling in for Chad Hartman. I was like, it's the Everybody But Chad Hartman show.
That's right.
We need to change the name of it because
the rest of us have showed up. We're here.
Yeah.
Major Garrett was here.
You know that's my boo. Did you know that is my baby? That's my boo.
I did not know.
Oh my God.
Is it the name? Is it the voice? Is it the.
It's all of it.
The whole package.
All of it. He's the whole total package. Right. I don't want anything to happen to his wife. I pray that she's in good health.
Sure.
But if she slips and falls, you know, stuff happens. You know, stuff happens in life. And I just want him to know that he has options. You know,
I think that's nice. I'm certain he would appreciate that, right?
You know, I'm a community servant. You know, I'm here for the people.
Right.
I'm all about the people. You know that.
I know that about me.
That's why we've only allowed Shaletta to talk to Major Garrett once on the Jedi.
I heard about that, actually. I heard about that segment.
Let me tell you something. That was the best interview that's ever been done on CCO Radio. I don't know why the social media people did not put some video on that. You know,
97 years.
That one, me and Major. I still get people talking about how much he barely laughed. When's the last time you heard Major Garrett barely laugh? I'm sorry.
It's in the open.
Every day.
It's about 14 minutes ago, I think, was the last
time
I heard it. But it's fine. It's fine.
You know what? That wasn't a true belly laugh. That was a ha-ha, you know.
I get it. Yeah, the TV news laugh. Believe me, I'm familiar with this genre. you've seen me on the morning news sometimes. Not with the current team. Not with the current
team. No,
their comedy is gold. It's always gold.
Yeah, not until they leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Then I'll badmouth you. Do you feel this way about people? My coworkers will say, so if you work on my team at Channel 4, I'll do anything for you. The moment you quit, I would drive a bus right over you. Because I turn on people so fast. It happens so fast. As soon as they leave, I'm like, you know what? You know what? And then it all comes out.
That's horrible. That's horrible. I can't believe it. That's horrible. Well, you know, I just drive
Except
a bus
if you
over
leave...
my coworkers while I
well,
work with
that's
them.
Right.
I mean, I don't really.
She doesn't wait. She just,
yeah.
you know,
I've seen
I don't wait. You know,
if,
as soon as they clock in, they start ducking.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
know.
You better talk to Corey Heppel and Adam Carter about how that goes. Because I have a full tank of gas in my bus, and I just start hitting people. Get in the way if you want to.
Yeah.
So there's no
I think
confusion.
Corey still has PTSD from...
I believe he do. He probably in therapy right now listening.
I heard he just moved straight to like Otter Tail County. Yeah. He was so
away from Shaletta by choice.
Away from Shaletta. That's the next documentary. Shaletta, let me ask you this. So you mentioned that you promoted this appearance on Twitter. But you also on Twitter were talking about recording your podcast.
Yes.
And that the kids like have some sort of sense. That now is the time to act like an absolute...
Act a damn fool.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, all morning long, You know, we talked about this. My kids got autism, so we'll go over stuff more than one time. Listen,
of course.
You know how to tell time, 9:30. Mommy's got a very important interview on the Zoom. Mommy's going to be doing the podcast. I even bring them over here and let them see. They touch the buttons. We know at 9:30, Mommy's getting ready to do the podcast. We start counting down to 9:15 in 15 more minutes, 9:20 in 10 more minutes, 9:25 in 5 more minutes. Jason, Dan, they're quiet. They're well-behaved. They're doing the schoolwork on the Zoom. If they're done with their work, they're doing the homework. They're even reading the book. I mean, it was like a damn library in here.
Yeah.
And 9:29:45, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Daniel was running around and stimming, you know, spinning around and doing his little autism stuff, flapping his hands and squealing. Brandon was telling knock-knock jokes. Andrew was giggling. And Cameron was yelling from the bathroom as if she didn't have to pee. At the 15-minute warning. You know, she had to pee right at 9:29.
Well, it just sort of comes on. It comes on.
Yeah.
It's not her
and
fault.
This girl's been potty trained for a while
how
now.
Were, she,
she's 8.
She's 24 years old. It's amazing.
And so I'm having this conversation with Kaylin Hove. She's a regional director for Comcast. And we're talking about the new Comcast Rise program. Now, you know, Comcast gave out $110,000 grants.
What is happening here?
I applied, I got denied.
Come on.
But anyway, they gave away $10,000 grants for BIPOC businesses, right? But then
it's
amazing, right?
And a good start. It's not a solution, but it's a good start, right?
Right. But then they realized that a lot of white women were like, hey, we over here too. We need some help.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to I was passing out when I found out about the grant. I was sending the information to everybody I knew,
right.
And some of my white girlfriends sent it back because I forgot they were white, and they sent it back and they were like, Shaletta, we don't qualify for this. Yeah. I was like, "Ooh, girl, I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Gina, over at Image360. I'm sorry, Amy, over at Spotlight Business Solutions. My bad, girl. Yeah, you're right. You do not. This is BIPOC. You're not BIPOC.
You're not that.
My bad. Right. And so when I talked to the people at Comcast and they told me they were doing this for all women-owned businesses, I was like, okay, well, y'all got to come back on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
So I thought this was a very important interview.
Yeah.
That my kids.
The kids
just,
did not. They were there. The kids. I gotta say, like, your kids' dedication to kind of women's rights troubles me. It troubles me.
And you know what? These are not kids who are unfamiliar with TV. I have worked in television and radio all my life. It's the only job I ever had. So those kids know when that red button is on, when that on air light
right.
is on, to be
Go
quiet.
Time. Zip
Andrew
it.
Cut his teeth at the TPT studio at Hubbard Broadcasting. They know when to be quiet, Jason.
Oh, yeah, they know.
They know. Baby, it was so much noise. You hear them now in the background. They were clapping.
They're having the best time.
They have. And you, do you know what?
This is why I never worked from home. I always came to the studio. I don't need, like, you know, like my 16 or 14 year old would like they'd be wearing their best clothes, like trying to flirt with some girl or something. I don't need that in the background of today's top stories.
But this is what got me. As soon as the interview was done, as soon as I was finished and I got off of the podcast interview on StreamYard, it was complete silence. All the hell they were raising, all the noise, all the stimming. Even somebody was whistling. I was like, who is whistling? Are you kidding me? It's like every toilet flushed at the same time. Somebody started tap dancing. And then as soon as the interview was over, everybody grabbed a book. Everybody sat down. Everybody was coming. Nobody needed a drink
or a snack. Kids
Nobody
know.
Needed help in they the restroom. Know. The clothes yeah. went on and off fine. They got in and out of the Zooms. Just like, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I almost did this to my wife yesterday. My wife, after I did this show, you know, you're feeling good.
Yeah.
Just talked for 3 hours on the radio,
yeah.
had some laughs. Had some.
Oh, yeah.
So I come home. I want to talk to my wife and I'm like, I'm going to say something. Maybe inappropriate, right? Like she's working, she's in her office, and I walk downstairs and start to open my mouth, and
you made me spit.
Then I see her like doing like a Zoom call with some guy, and so she's talking to this guy, and I, you know, you're like, this is a well-dressed like young man, Mm-hmm. And so later I was like, boy, I almost made a real idiot of myself. She's like, I know, that's why the door was open, and I was being really loud. But she was interviewing, like, some intern. Imagine if I came down and, like, start, like, you know.
Yeah, just good.
Yelling and just, making noise and whatever.
And making jokes, inappropriate stuff.
Saying something about a sauna. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know what's really good right now, if you can find them, are the videos of the parents doing inappropriate things behind the kids who are in virtual school. Like, as parents, it's just some stuff we do in the house. Right. You know, we're walking around
grab,
in the house.
Little butt grab, maybe, a little house.
Yeah, you know, we might just be bending over, you know, passing gas or burping and stuff. And so when this whole virtual thing first happened with the kids in school, the golden video, if you could find it, was all the crazy stuff that the parents were doing behind the kids that they didn't even realize was being recorded. Like, and I know for me, I had to turn all my kids facing the wall. Once I saw the videos, I was like, you know what? Everybody's desk, everybody's back is going to be against the wall because y'all not going to catch me. I'm not going virtual for that. I'm not going viral
Yes.
You know, if I'm going to go viral, it's going to be for something else. It ain't going to be for that.
And if there is a point where Shaletta Brundage is saying, I decline the chance to go viral,
you know it's a mess.
You know it's too far. Okay, I have two things I want to talk with you about after the break. One,
okay, what is it? What?
I want to talk to you about a cat and separately a cat? About a mouse. A cat and a mouse.
Oh, Lord. This is such an Anglo conversation. Okay. I'll be here when you get back.
All right. That's a heck of a tease right here. It's 119. You're on the Chad Hartman Show. Jason DeRusha in for Chad on News Talk 830 WCCO. Feisty Fridays with Shaletta. Every Friday on the Chad Hartman Show, Shaletta on CCO Radio 11 to 2 tomorrow. We'll talk about what you have coming up on your show in a minute. But I promised a conversation about a cat and a mouse. Your choice. Do you want to start with the cat or the mouse?
The cat or the rat?
The cat or the rat.
I don't like either one, so okay. I'll go with the rat.
All right. These are, I don't know, all of a sudden, this just sounded like the $25,000
pyramid. Very dramatic buildup.
Everybody's
oh my
waiting.
Would you like a cat? Oh, yeah. All right. Please describe seven things. No. You asked for the cat? Is that right? Or
the
mouse?
Are you not listening?
No, I forgot. I was
How
thinking about my joke.
Married?
I was thinking about my joke. My Dick Clark joke. And now I don't remember what you said.
I said rat.
You said the rat. Minnie Mouse has a new pantsuit. Have you seen Minnie Mouse? When you think of Minnie Mouse, what do you think she looks like?
I think Minnie Mouse is a cute little thing, and she's got a cute little skirt and
a little dress, right?
And she's
red,
got little tights on,
white polka dots,
ruffles. Yeah, little ears are cute. She's just as glittery as she can be.
High heels.
Yes.
Now they've taken away her heels. Mm-hmm. They've taken away her dress. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She is wearing a pantsuit.
Like a Hillary Clinton pantsuit or like...
It's designed by Stella McCartney. Stella McCartney. It's very stylish. Yeah, it's like a
okay,
periwinkle purple blue.
Okay, now what color is it? It's blue? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now how does she look in it?
I mean...
Does she look good?
Honestly, she looks like she's wearing pajamas. She looks like Minnie Mouse has gone to work from home like everyone else,
like,
and she's wearing sweats.
Well, damn it, we're matching. She's trendy.
So some are upset.
Why?
That the woke mob is taking away the femininity of Minnie Mouse and putting her into a pantsuit.
Minnie Mouse has been uncomfortable in that dress. That taffeta and those tights and those shoes and that for years. You know, I'm done. I think women are done being uncomfortable so men can be happy with the way we look. Okay? Those days are over. We're going to wear what we want, how we want. You know, we're going to wear what we want, how we want. We're going to be comfortable. And
don't you think Minnie Mouse was comfortable? It wasn't like...
And feeling good.
It wasn't a form-fitting dress.
It
wasn't. It didn't look that uncomfortable.
We don't want to wear dresses all day. We don't want to wear shoulder pads all day. If we want to wear pajamas, we're going to wear, if we want to wear our pantsuit, we're going to wear our pantsuit, okay? So if Minnie has changed her outfit and she wants to be comfortable in her pajama-looking pantsuit, then leave Minnie alone. You saw the same thing happen with the M&Ms. Did you see the M&Ms?
Well, this is the flip side of the M&M thing. Why are they taking away my sexy M&M?
You know what?
Tucker Carlson was very upset about that.
Yes, I know Tucker Carlson was.
Is he okay?
Are people?
That's a fair question.
He is not okay.
Have people lost their
mind? He had been okay for a while. He has not been okay for a while.
Shaletta, what does it say about a person if they are legitimately outraged about the redesign of an M&M and Minnie Mouse?
You know, it says that they need to find some other things to be upset about. I don't think.
I don't know if it says that. I feel like these people have an unlimited catalog of things to be upset about.
Well, you know what? This is the thing. I don't even think he's genuinely upset. I think that he sees the story of the day, and I think he has this false anger. This, you know, he's got to be upset and outraged about something, and he stirs the pot. And so this is just something. This is just another thing that he uses as a trigger to rile up his base, because he's got a base, right?
Smart.
So I just
good
really
business,
don't
right?
think it's absolutely good business. He is not lacking for sponsors. Does he look like he's hungry? Does he look like he's concerned about how his mortgage is going to get paid? Right. Does he look like he's not driving around in the fancy
I am glad that Minnie Mouse is no longer wearing high heels. High heels look very uncomfortable to me.
Very uncomfortable.
I tried wearing them once.
I would like to see the pictures and the video of that. Did you have some Prince high heel
kind
boots?
Of an experimental phase. Don't really want to get into it too much. Fine. All right. And then I said I'd talk about the cat.
Yes.
Because Joe Biden got a cat.
I saw Joe Biden got. Is this the first cat in the White House? Has the White House ever had a cat?
George W. Bush had a cat.
George W. Bush. Okay.
Which that sort
Bush.
Of surprised me. I forgot about the George W. Bush cat.
Yeah. I don't even know if I ever remembered that, and I should because I'm from Texas, so now, I should know that, but I.
They had India, and then, of course, the Clintons had Sox. Sox was sort of famous. Sox the cat.
Yeah, I forgot about Sox.
Why do you hate America's cat so much? I mean, these are two cats that you have forgotten about, Shaletta.
I try are to find cats.
Do you hate cats? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't like cats. I don't like cats. I don't like anybody in my house with more of an attitude than me. If I am feeding you and I am providing shelter for you, you don't get to roll your eyes at me. You don't get to scratch up my furniture or my blinds or the curtains that my grandmother made me. You know, you don't get to just walk off and you know, flip your tail at me. And I just fed you food that I bought from the store. I need somebody who's grateful in my house. Puppies are grateful.
Puppies
dogs
are grateful.
I don't have a dog.
No.
But if I was
do you have any
to
pets?
Get a pet.
No pets.
No. I had a husband. Does that count?
Just flushed him just like a dead fish, like a dead goldfish. We had a dog, and I love that dog. I grew up with dogs.
Yeah, I did.
But too. I have to tell you, not having a pet, it's kind of nice.
I got enough problems. I got enough to clean up. You know,
my dog, Baxter. Baxter used to do something we would call the punitive pee. Baxter, if he got mad, he would go into our bedroom on the down comforter and just let it rip.
We made tacos out of Baxter.
I'm like, I rescued you ungrateful beagle. I rescued you. And you're peeing. I brought that comforter to the dry cleaner so many times they were making fun of me. They're like, oh, it's Jason for the news with the Baxter.
It's the Baxter PE comforter. Oh, my God. Baxter would have been homeless. See, that's what I'm talking about. I did not do that. Or pets. No.
Shaletta, one of our texters responding to the Minnie Mouse. Two questions. Mm-hmm. One, why are mice wearing clothes anyway? Donald Duck wears no pants. That's accurate. And another says, let's take this to the next level. How about let's all go braless, right? We're not wearing high heels.
That's liberating. Yes, I appreciate whoever that caller is. Yeah. Girl, we're going to start us a club because you talk about uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look,
yes.
I'm Shaletta, I'm all for it. Nobody asked, though. Nobody wanted to hear that. But there it is. I'm all for it. It's because I love you all. I love you. Shaletta, I love you too. This was great.
Yeah, this was great.
What's on your show?
Are you going to talk about my show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tomorrow. Don't be leaving and don't talk about what's on my show.
Well, we were going to plug your show, but you said you mentioned Comcast too much, so now we're out of time. No, what's on the show tomorrow, 11 to 2?
I got to see what my producer, Carrie, sent me. I done forgot. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay, so we're going to talk to Gary Hines from The Sounds of Blackness. They're nominated for an NAACP Image Award for their anthem, Time for Reparations, in the Outstanding Gospel Song category. So Gary Hines is going to be joining us. And then we're going to talk to a doctor from the Mayo Clinic. They have a new medical director for the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And, you know, the reason I didn't get vaccinated was because of how I've been treated in the healthcare system as a black woman, how I felt like I didn't have my concerns heard. And so Mayo Clinic is actually doing something about that with this new position and this new person coming into the role. And so we're going to talk about some of their initiatives and how they plan to make healthcare more inclusive for everybody. So those are just some of the things that we're going to be talking about. And, you know, we're going to do a little winter carnival and, you know, do a little science museum.
Right?
We got to have some fun. We got to have some fun, too. But those are the big things that we're going to be talking about.
Excellent. Shaletta Brundage on CCO tomorrow. And we appreciate you hanging out with us on Feisty Fridays. Thanks,
well,
Shaletta.
Well, you tell my girlfriend, Heather, I said, hey, I love Heather. She's my favorite person over at WCCO-TV. She is just the best.
Make sure
you tell her I said, hey, girl, hey.
I will tell her, and I will say it just like that.
Please do. Yeah. I need a recording of
that'll
that.
Be very good. Shaletta, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend.
It is 1:33. We've got weather and traffic. And then Minnesota's DFL is welcoming felons and non-citizens to their caucuses. So you just reacted to that sentence. We'll go deeper and talk to Ken Martin from the Minnesota DFL party and see what the reasoning for this is in just minutes on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
1:38 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jason DeRussia from Channel 4. I anchor the morning news and mid-morning from 9 to 10 every weekday. In for Chad Hartman. Chad back with you tomorrow. A lot of feedback coming from this news from the Minnesota DFL party. For the first time, the DFL will allow some people who don't have the right to vote to take part in their precinct caucuses. Ken Martin is the chair of the Minnesota DFL party. He joins us here on WCCO Radio this afternoon. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for having me on.
I appreciate you being with us. Why don't you explain kind of what the party, what this is something you've been fighting for a while. Tell us what you guys are doing here.
Well, first off, it's really important to you know, for your listeners and everyone to know that this isn't about voting. You know, there are clear laws around who is eligible to vote in normal primary elections and general elections. What this has to do with is who can actually participate in the party process itself of passing resolutions, showing up at your precinct caucuses, electing delegates, electing party leaders, et cetera. And so I just want to be very clear, because I think some people are confusing what we're doing with, you know, actual voting laws in this state, and we're not. But it is important because, you know, our party believes very strongly that we need to have a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, and re-enfranchising a lot of the ex-felons who've already paid their debts to society. And thanks to the historic rule change that we just made the other night, many of these folks who are already really contributing in so many different ways to our society, they work here, they live here, they're paying taxes, can now participate in our DFL party and help shape the future of the DFL here in this state.
So in the past, did you have to be an eligible voter to be able to take part in the caucus?
Yes, you did. You had to have your a right to vote and be over 18 years of age. Now, what we've said very clearly is we, under our freedom of association rights under the First Amendment, we can determine as a political party who gets to participate in our party process. And I think the Court of Appeals agreed with us that our caucus goers get to determine who gets to participate. And so, you know, look, I understand how to some it would seem not the right thing to do. But for us, our party believes very strongly, in as I said, in making sure that the hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans who are living in our communities, who are paying taxes, who are contributing in so many different ways, can actually also participate politically in the DFL party. This is us living our values. It's the right thing to do. It gives people who are already contributing a voice in our political party. It does not allow them to vote. And again, let's be very clear about this, but it does allow them to participate in our party.
But aren't you sort of threading the needle here that the reality is if you're taking part in a caucus, you are, you know, choosing at a caucus the candidate that ends up moving through the caucus process? How is this different from allowing someone to vote?
Well, it's
is it a technicality? It's not a vote because it's a caucus?
No, it's completely different. Just remember that, you know, the caucuses are about bringing your neighbors together to talk about issues, debate resolutions, elect delegates.
Well, that's part of it, but you're still picking who those.
Sure.
That's a key part of it from the party perspective. But I think a lot of people who show up think of it as this is how we pick who our candidates are going to be.
Yeah, look, I will just say this. I mean, the parties get to choose who participates in their process. The Republican Party, the Democrat Party, we already say who can't participate. For instance, the Democratic Party says that we don't allow Republicans to participate in our caucuses vice versa, right?
Right.
And so, but what we're also allowed to do is to say who can participate, and we're under no requirement that they actually be voters. We believe that our party process should reflect our whole community, and that includes people who don't have the right to vote for a variety of reasons, right? It's not just non-citizen immigrants. It's not just felons on paper. There's other people who've had their voting rights taken away, and we believe that part of re-enfranchising them back into our community is to start to give them some of those rights back, including the right to participate in the political party process, which, again, is completely different and separate from actual voting. And we're not suggesting any changes to voting laws in this state, but we are suggesting that our party recognizes the contributions of the hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans who are living and working in our communities and already contributing to the strength of this state. And they should have a voice in their political process.
We're talking to Ken Martin, the party chair of the Minnesota DFL party. The party has decided to allow people who, for various reasons, including felons, whose voting rights haven't been fully restored. In Minnesota, for people who don't know, if you are convicted of a felony and sentenced, you don't get to vote until you've served your entire sentence. So you can be released from prison and serving out sort of the, I don't know if the probationary period is the right way to describe it, but you don't get to vote in Minnesota until that entire sentence has been served, which I think reasonable people can have a real discussion as to whether that's smart policy or not. to kind of keep people from voting who are trying to reintegrate into society. But you're saying they can take part in caucuses. I do want to ask about the political ramification of this, because we've seen already the response from Republicans saying, typical DFL. Of course they're going to allow people who aren't allowed to vote to take part in their caucus. Doesn't this feed right into sort of the Republican narrative that the Democratic Party is the party that plays fast and loose with requirements for voting legally?
Well, there's just no truth to that. I mean, of course, they're going to say that anyways, despite the fact that we have some of the cleanest elections in the country here in Minnesota. There's no massive voter fraud that's ever been found in this state, despite, you know, recent recounts.
They've looked, and we haven't seen it.
Well, right, but the point I'm trying to make is that they're going to say that regardless. The fact of the matter is that we're not talking about changing election law here. We're not talking about changing how people vote or who's eligible to vote.
Well, why not then, though?
Because what we're talking about is that our party, represents. Thousands of people, not just voters. Our values extend just beyond those people who actually vote. It extends to people who aren't voters for whatever reason. Our values of wanting to create a pathway to citizenship for dreamers and others who want to be citizens and who are already contributing to our communities and working and living in these communities. Our values as a party extend to felons who've already served their time, who are still on paper but can't participate in their democracy, right? If we really want to reintegrate people into society, part of that means that we need to give them a voice in their political process.
So I think that's a very compelling argument. It really is. So is there a thought by you or party leaders to then maybe extend this and say, like, well, why don't we let 16-year-olds take part in this? Because decisions affect young people and they don't really get a voice in that way.
Yeah, look, I mean, there was some conversation as we talked about this around age requirements in terms of participating in the party. Now, the reason we couldn't do that is because our national party rules do not allow us to extend out the opportunity to run for delegate spots to those under 18. But it is a fair conversation. But let me just be really clear again for your listeners here, Jason. The DFL is not suggesting any change to election law or to voting requirements. Requirements in this state. All we're saying is we are an organization, and not unlike any other organization, we get to determine who can come into our doors and participate within our organization. We've decided to expand that to people, to give people who have been, you know, working with us and working for us and working for our values and with our party and our candidates for years, but not able to participate in our party, the chance to participate in our party. That's all this is. It's nothing more. It's not a step towards something more in terms of voting changes. It's just opening up our party to greater participation.
All right, Ken Martin, the chair of the Minnesota DFL. I think it's really interesting. I'll be curious what sort of participation you get, and I think people can disagree as to whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, but there is no question that the policies our political parties decide on affect so many more people than people who are eligible to vote. So it's an interesting conversation for sure. Ken, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.
All right. It's 1:48 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We see Pete Stauber, who is a U.S. representative, tweets, the DFL lost its way long ago. This comes as a surprise to no one. But on the flip side, Noah McCourt, another tweet, Noah is a dreamer, and says, as a result of this Court of Appeals decision, a case filed by myself and the DFL, felons and dreamers. Well, he's not a dreamer, I'm sorry, but he filed this this lawsuit. So kind of interesting. I think it's fascinating. I don't know what the right way to go is. I do know that Republicans are going to jump on this and say, of course. But as Ken Martin said, maybe they were going to do that anyway. It's 1:49. We'll take a quick break on News. If you have thoughts, go ahead, send them in. 651-461-9226. You can text or you can call. We'll be back in minutes here on CCO. 154 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jason DeRussia in for Chad Hartman. Interesting conversation with Ken Martin. I get that there's like an emotional reaction to this, but some good texts here at 651-461-9226. If they can't legally vote and we're not changing the laws, who cares? Let them caucus. Be a part of the process. Remember, caucuses do not elect who's running for a party anymore. We're now a primary state. So the caucuses are basically party meetings now. It's true. I think that's true. I don't know. I think it is fascinating to me, the obsession about voting and the integrity of our elections. I understand that, like, from a conventional thinking standpoint, that you need to show more ID, like when you cash a check at Lunds and Byerly's, than you do when you vote. But so what? I mean, the whole voter ID thing, I see it both ways. On the one hand, I think, like, well, there are a fair number of people who are legally qualified to vote who don't have an ID. Is it really worth the expense of, like, making sure all these senior citizens who don't have driver's licenses get some sort of ID to vote to fix a problem that we've never really been able to indicate that there is a significant problem? The flip side is, like, it also doesn't seem that unreasonable to ask someone to show an ID. So, like, color me again as someone who would not fit in either political side on this argument.
Well, and, you know, go figure that there's actually a middle road to all of this, which is, okay, you want to necessitate having an ID at the polls, then the government needs to provide votes.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to do it.
Because the idea is to make voting as easy as humanly possible.
Well, that's what you would think.
And you can both make it easy and secure.
That's not what people are trying to do.
No, that's not what people are trying to do. But this is what we should be trying to do. We should be encouraging as much voting as humanly possible, which is why the mail-in voting thing should be happening more. Yeah. You can have easy and secure. Those are not diametrically opposed.
I think so. And a lot of these things are things that I don't like all the absentee voting. Color me like old fashioned. I think people should go vote on election day because I think that you don't know what you're going to learn about candidates through the process. There's a reason you have a day that's election day. I think that we're a convenient society. People want a convenience, so we've made it more convenient. That said, who cares? People want to vote early.
That's just it.
It makes them happy.
That's just it. Look,
and it is true, like when you have to give your oath when you show up and vote, like that's not enough for people. I don't know. It's good enough.
Let's
fight about real things that matter in our world.
It. That's just it. I mean, personally, do I like going on voting day and, you know, having that whole environment and process? Yeah, that would be preferable to me.
Yes.
Now, last year, did I vote by mail? You bet your butt I did because I didn't want to be part of
spreading
anything
too,
around
with
people. So, and look, the bottom line is, it's more important to me that as many people as possible be allowed to participate in the process, and if doing mail-in voting encourages that or helps facilitate that, then I'm fine with it.
It's kind of where I come down. Like, how hard do people have to want to commit fraud to do it? I mean, how many times can you vote in a day? I grew up in Chicago, people. I know about multiple voting. It's 12:58. No, it's 1:58. Linda's construction time. Time to lower your energy bills with new insulation. CBS News coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.